years of is it that when you came out of high, how did you know that where to go to apply? I mean, were you told or put it in the papers that you could go and get your license again?
Yes, in the paper, but when I came out of hiding, there's a lot of retailer already in the market. So I just follow them, you see. I'm not the first one to apply, you see. There's quite a number who apply already.
But how did you know where to go?
Yes, in the paper.
What did the papers, newspaper say?
Those who have got a license before could apply for a rice retailer. And even those who got a liquor license could apply for a liquor retailer.
And did they say which department are you ready to go to get the license?
Yes. It's in the, all in the ministry. It's a food control department, you see.
That is the department to go to. So, can you remember when did you apply for your license?
I don't remember the date, you see.
What about the month? I mean, you came out of hiding after the Emperor's birthday.
Mm.
So, that was
April. It's somewhere about there. Or one day before, one day or 2 days before my shop opened. It's somewhere in April also.
End of April. So why did you decide to go back to get the license and not change a job or something?
At that time, what to change? We, all my family over in that village. We know all the village people. We have to go to the back to the same place to do our business. It's difficult to go to other places, you see, where nobody knows you. Besides that, we have no capital at the time to do business also. Our shop was burned down, all these things. We have to start all things anew. So we have to go back to a place where everybody knows us. We can start business easier, you see. That's why we pick Bukit Timah village again.
You mentioned that there were a lot of retailers already that came out. Were there any in your old village?
Yes, there are few in my village. There's a few in my village.
About how many?
I think less than five. Even after I get my lessons, we used to go and collect our rice from the godown. It's about five of us in the village. There's one or two or three out of the village, you see.
Out of the village?
That is like, and I, in the kampong. You see, in the kampong, previously, the shop near, the people near there, you see, instead of coming to the village to get, to buy rice is difficult. They prefer to go to the kampong. It's nearer to their house to get it. There's a small shop, you see. There's a smaller shop.
But in Bukit Timah village, only about five of us.
About five of us.
Were these people previously rice retailers?
Yes, all of them are rice retailers.
So when you come out, there were already about four people. Why did the Japanese let you go back to the same
people? You see, if you got your license there, they will allow you to go, see. Because I was doing my business there, see.
But by that time, would the families would have registered with these other retailers already?
Yes, some of them have registered, but still some did not. And then even then, if they want to change, they can, but a bit difficult. We have to do all the work for him to transfer, you see. Have to bring the card, go to, if that certain family want to transfer, the retailer have to do the job for him. Bring his rice card, go to the food control department, do all the transferring. Well, if you have one a bit more business, you have to do that.
But in the beginning, when you just came out, the people in the village, had all of them registered with the other retailers?
No, not all have registered.
If they had not registered, how would they get their rice?
You see, at first, like people still got rice. They always store a lot of rice before the Japanese comes in. Every household is like that. And then, so they may register late or anything like that. When I open my shop, they register. At that time, I'm not a big retailer because I opened my shop late. But it happened that I got other business to do. I'm the only cigarette retailer in the area and liquor shop there, because I got all these license pre-war, you see.
Just came out, I think you were only a rice retailer.
Only a retailer.
You had not
gotten
your license for the other cigarettes.
No. The cigarette retailer is later on. When the government got cigarettes, they imported cigarettes from Japan to sell it to the retailers. Then they published in a paper for cigarette retailer.
So
then we applied for the cigarette retailer.
So the beginning it was only
rice. Later on they took over the wine, local wine factory here. They manufacture wine for the local people, and those with local license they can apply for the wine also. Then we apply for the wine license.
You mentioned that you read in the papers that those with previous license could apply for the license again.
Yeah.
Was it only for those people? That means other people cannot apply for the license if they didn't have a previous license.
According to the rule is that, you see, those who are previously doing in that line of business is here to get, but those who are good with the Japanese MP or Japanese people or this and that, they could get it also. If the recommendation of the Japanese people, they can get it also.
Were there a lot of such new cases?
Yes, quite a lot. Japanese time, this thing happen, always happen.
Besides being a previous license holder, were there any other conditions in order to be a rice retailer during Japanese times?
No condition at all. They issued the license very freely.
For example, do you have to state your capital
and your shop? Oh, no.
The food control department, where was it?
In the municipal, the present municipal.
When you went there to apply, could you tell us what was the procedure like to get the license?
If you know, procedure, you don't, at the time you are still under the military government, you see, we just simply going to the office and just tell them, even without writing a letter, just tell them that oh, them are pure government service also, English speaking also, only one Japanese head only.
The rest all local people?
All local people, English speaking. You just go there and tell them that I'm a rice retailer, my job is so and so from certain rice, so they check up, so they issue the license. Very simple.
Do you have to show them any documents to prove that you were the previous license holder?
We supposed to show them, see, but we can explain to them that our shop is destroyed by fire. We have no proof, but they got the proof there, you see. They check up their record, you see. If we know our job, address, this thing, they check up, they will issue us a license.
So you didn't have contact with the local people. Do you have to go through to the Japanese officer in charge?
We don't have, but no, don't have to see the Japanese officer. It's all done by the local people, see. It's very simple.
No questionings whatsoever from the Japanese?
No.
You mentioned that you saw a Japanese there. Was he a civilian or was he in a military uniform?
At that time, it is a military uniform.
So, when you went there immediately after they check up the record, they approve of your application?
Yeah, very easy.
So, on the same day itself?
On the same day, they issue the license.
So, can you describe to us the license that they issued to you? What was written on it?
It's nothing, just a piece of paper and the name of your job, address, where you want to start, like this, and the armband only for you to move about. And they give you a certain amount of stock to start with.
Where you should get your future supply and how you should sell your rice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what were the instructions given to you?
The instruction is that the family have to register with you before you can sell the rice to them. And it's calculated like 1 meal, how many kettis, 1 female, how many kettis, children, how many kettis, and then below so many years, you get so many kettis. And up every month, you have to give them according to that. That is the instruction, you see. But if no, the family is not registered with you, you cannot supply them. They have to have the card. And the quantity sometimes differs, see. The government may start reducing and increasing, see.
That was right at the beginning when he just became a rice retailer.
Yeah.
That was the instruction given.
Yeah.
What about the supply of rice? How would you get it?
We have to right from the go down ourselves. Hire a lorry, going to the go down and get the rice ourselves. They don't deliver to us.
Where was the go down?
In Trafalgar Street. Off Tanjung Pagar. Trafalgar Street. Rice, sugar, all from there.
The go down, who was running the
all by local people. But I think there's a Japanese chief there, see, but everything is still done by the local people, you see. Storekeeper there, I think, is still under the food control department. The chief there is the storekeeper, see. He is responsible for all the weight and the things there. At that time, no wholesaler. All from the government. No wholesaler.
You mean that all the rice retailers from all parts of Singapore have to go to the go-down themselves?
Yeah, go-down themselves from the government stock. No wholesaler at that time.
That was in when you went to the go-down to collect the rice, what must you show to the storekeeper there in order to get your quantity of rice that you want?
You see, the day of collecting our goods is fixed, you see, given to us what day, and the amounts is all fixed up by the food controller, you see. We have to bring our license and our chop there to show them that we are from where, and when we get the goods, we have to chop and put our signature there on me.
That is, you show to the storekeeper the...
I'm the storekeeper.
The license and the...
And chop there.
But the food control department decide the quantity to be given to you?
Because, you see, they decide because why? We got the number of consumer register with us. They work out on that basis. They cannot give us more, see. They know every shop, the quota of every shop, how much you register, how many family register with you, so they got all the record. We cannot buy what we want. We were given what we require.
So, did the food control department give you a piece of paper to state the quantity that you required? Did they give you a receipt or something?
Yeah.
What was it? A receipt.
A receipt.
Stating the quantity
of rice. The amount also.
And then you show this receipt together with a license to the storekeeper.
Yeah.
So many families registered under you?
No, we have to make a report every month, you see. How many person, how much we sell. We have to bring our book for checking. There's a account department also. You see, we have to bring our book for checking also.
You mean you have to record?
You see, once we sell to a family, we have to record on the book, you see. That book is a standard book, you see. But the government requires us to register in data book. And by the end of the month, we have to send that book for checking, you see.
What were the particulars that you record down?
I think the family's name, how many male, how many female, how many children, total how many catfish. So and so, how many male, how many female, how many children, so many catfish. For them to check on me.
Did you have to write down their address also?
Yes.
So when you show the monthly report to the Japanese at the food control department, then they fix the quantity that you can get.
Actually, it's all Chinese. All the local people doing that. In every department, there is one Japanese only, one head only. And all are Chinese. And everywhere still speak English.
So, when you show the all this to the storekeeper, did he have to put his signature and chalk on the to prove that you have already collected your quantity of rice that you needed?
Yeah, they have to record also.
Did the godown have a name or a sign?
No, like it's I don't see the sign that everybody knows it's the government go down there.
Do you remember the specific address of that go down?
I don't know in Trafford Gasset, and they move here and there after. Beginning is in Trafford Gasset. Later on, maybe two mad person or that, they got different go down, but you will ask. Sometimes we have to go to Pas Panjang to call it. They will tell you where you collect your rice. Later on, we collect in Pas Panjang. They got to go down there.
Did they say that certain retailers from certain area go to a particular go down? Or all retailers from Singapore go to one?
They will inform you, see, which go down you are to collect your rice this month. And next month they inform you. Sometimes I got it from Trafalgar Street, and sometimes I got it from Pas Panjang.
And when did you have to go and collect the amount? Was it a monthly basis or weekly basis?
Monthly basis.
When you go to collect the rice, do you have to pay for it?
Yes, you have to pay.
How would you handle this transaction?
I don't quite remember. I think we paid. We paid to the food control department first. There's a department who collect money, you see. And they issue you the amount, and then you go and collect your rice. There's a department. Also under food control department.
So you pay first and collect the rice?
Yeah.
Did you remember how much you have to pay for the rice?
Yeah, not so much, about I don't know, Japanese probably have to work out. Roughly about, I don't remember the Japanese money.
But was it a fixed price for everybody?
It's a fixed price.
For all retailers?
All retailers the same. Whether the rice is first quality, everybody gets first quality. Third quality. But the price is the same. The bad rice also the same.
You mean the price for all kinds of rice
is the same.
Regardless of the quality.
If it is a government one.
And how do you know which quality of rice would you want? Do you have to specify down what type of rice do you want?
No, you see, sometimes one lorry lot of rice, they give you two types of rice. Some better quality, some poorer quality. You see, so the retailer is benefited by this thing, see. They always eat good quality rice, see.
Did you have a choice to say that, oh, I only want this type of quality?
No, you cannot pick. They give you what you want. Even sugar, sometimes, they give us wet one.
But no difference in the price at all?
no difference in the price. You have to take what they give you. They say that this is what you have to take it.
Did the price of rice fluctuate a lot?
No, the control price is not. There is some in the black market, good quality rice, and that is a different thing.
But the price controlled by the Japanese, was it constant throughout the
Constant, population? I think constant.
Was that the price that you had to sell to the retailers also, or do you have another price for the consumers?
We do make a certain profit, you see. They allow us to make a certain profit. But how much, I don't remember.
You mean the profit margin also set by the Japanese?
Yes, set by them.
So after collecting the rice from the
godown,
how would you sell it to the consumers?
We just unload on the shop, and then the consumer will come whenever they like, any day in the month to collect. And some they may ask for half Monday collection, 1 week collection, you see. We have to favor them. Otherwise we have to give them credit. If we don't to give them credit, well, we have to sell them what money they have. More difficulty for us.
Did the Japanese ever specify to whom can you sell the rice to?
Yeah. If no cut, we cannot sell.
Those not cut, you cannot sell to?
We cannot sell.
But the people can come from different areas.
No.
Or must they stay within the same
village? You see, no say, only those with card and those registered with you can buy from you. We are not supposed to sell rice to any other people.
How would the consumers register with you, for instance? How did they come to
you
register?
See, at that time, they got a family register card. You see, head of the family, wife, children, all these things. They brought those cards as proof to you to register.
When you received that card, what did you do?
We register them. We have to send to a food controller for approval. And maybe he registered two places, they have to check it up. That is their business.
So when the consumer give you the family registration card, you register them, did you have to give them another card in return when you said that you registered them?
No. Until the food control and proof, we give them a card to buy rice.
So
you see, if they remove from one area to another area, they surrender the previous card from another retailer, and with their family card they saw us, that is very simple, you see. We see up to what month he has taken, we can issue a card to him for him to continue on, you see. If he don't have a retailer's card to surrender, he want to apply for a new one is a bit difficult, you see.
So you mean that when you receive the family registration card from the consumers, you send their particulars to the food
controller
to check. After they have approved, then you issue them a rice card.
Yeah.
And then after that, the next time when they come, they just have to show you the rice card.
Yeah.
They did not have to show you the registration card.
No. Because everything is telling the rice card, how many percent this and that, how much rice,